People, this is Jonathan coming to you live right now on the Music Hype Beast podcast. The Music Hype Beast podcast is powered and syndicated on 99.7 Heat Miami, officially on iHeartRadio. So if you have not, do me a favor, download the iHeartRadio app on your phone, TV, smart TV or tablet, and type in 99.7 the Heat, DAHEAT, Miami. All right, type that in and pull up our station. Our station plays amazing music in the world of pop, EDM, hip hop, as well as independent artists. We've been supporting independent artists now for 3 years. We only play premium music in itself. So the Music Hype Beast podcast is special because we speak to artists that are creating music that's really shifting, pushing the culture forward and creating a new vision within their own genre. I'm speaking to a young lady today, a young woman today, who is truly a creative spirit at the highest level. Her lyrics represent her mass appeal within her vision, and her lyrics also represent her character as a very pure and humble soul. I'm honored, super honored to be speaking to Emily Thornsby on the Music Hype Beast podcast. Emily, welcome to the Music Hype Beast podcast.
Hey, thank you so much.
No doubt about it. I'm going to jump right into it. When you are writing music, I would like for you to tell the Music Hype Beast audience, where are you pulling your inspiration
from? I'm pulling my inspiration out. Sometimes it's from experience. Other times it's from movies or series, because it can really create some really unique lyrics or what you are feeling with the song.
And I would like for you to go like a little bit deeper into that. When you are doing that, like, and let me ask you this question. How much of your real life is inside your lyrics?
Well, I can give an example. When I was writing my newest song, Fake Love, it was an experience that I have experienced, that so many of my exes has not been sweet with me. And I thought, of course, it was real love, but it turned out to be fake love. So from there, I created Fake Love and wrote my songs. I wrote the song based on how unlucky I was with.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you were writing that record,
yes,
explain to the audience emotionally what type of headspace you were in.
It was what can you call it, like sorrow, you know, like a feeling that you have been cheated on, like you was cheated on with. You thought you will have love in your life, but there was only just all that fake love and fake promises, and yeah, they could not be there for you. So it just was like a feeling of you have been cheated, not just only in general cheated on, but cheated on with the feelings. So for me, it was both, you know, great and created to create the song, but also it was just feeling of sorrow and a feeling of, okay, I need to get this song out to the world, but also it will also be very interested to get this song out, to see how many people can reconnect with this song, because I thought there were many that could reconnect with this feelings that they have been cheated on with love, or yeah, like I said before, a feeling of never get love.
How did that inspire you to move past the pain?
It inspired me to, like, other when we have some feelings or we have so much emotions, it can really help, you know, to write it down. And I was writing all what I was going through and what feelings I was feeling down. And those words I was writing down, I was turning them into a song and created all the vision for the song. How the sound was, how was I going to sing the song and the vibes through the song and how the cover will look. And so it all came to life.
Let me ask you this, and I want you to be 100% honest.
Yes.
Because you know I've listened to your music. You know, I did the individual brand overview analysis about your music. So, you know, I know your voice.
Yes.
And you know how I feel about your music. I think creatively, you're one of the most, I mean, the only thing that to me you need help with is just the digital branding part and the business side of the marketing. But music-wise, you're gifted. When did you feel, or when did you know that you had a gift for music?
I think it was when I was a child. I would have thoughts about, but first I was like, can it be possible? When I think I was more than 10, you know, the start teenage year, I was begin to singing, and I noticed that there was something with my voice when I hear the others in the class I was in it there. My voice was not similar to theirs. So I began singing to escape, like I can tell, to make a short story. I was fully adult as a child. So for me, music was an escape thing. So I began to singing lessons and was told I had a singing voice and I could sing. And yeah, it has always been my dream. So I kept going with the singing lessons and kept the dream in my heart. And as an adult, I just say to myself, okay, now is the time I will go and pursue that dream and go for it.
Definitely. I want to go into something that is important. Your childhood is very important. I would like for you to break down to the audience, what were some things about your childhood that, you know, that were upbuilding for you, that were positive, that still impact you now? And what were some things about your childhood that were challenging?
I think if there was one great thing about my childhood that has impacted me, it was the music. So to be honest, it was when I was watching a movie or especially Disney as a child. It was when I hear the music and I could hear the hope and the thoughts, how they were singing the song. It gives me hope to continue with this and just continue through life. So it has a very important impact on me. And I think the bad things that was in my childhood was, of course, the bullying. And it was very, very difficult at home at time, both times. So already as a child, music for me was escaping.
Definitely. I want to go into this part here. When you think about, you know, everything you've sacrificed to pursue music, when you think about everything you've sacrificed to pursue music, why do you believe so much that your dream will actually come true when you can do music at a level where financially it's taking care of you for the rest of your life? Like, why do you believe so much?
Because I have the skills, I have the courage, and I have the belief. And as long as you do it, it will come true.
Who are some of the influences in your life that helped you? Who were some of the people that influenced you musically?
It was Freddie Mercury from Queen, because only not he has a great, great voice, but he was very, very brave and stood up for himself and was not afraid to tell his style and to show the world how unique and different music you can make.
I want to ask you this. When you actually look into the mirror, when no one else is around, just you.
Yes.
Like, what do you see in yourself as a woman and as an entrepreneur in 2024? Like, what do you see in yourself?
I see a brave woman that is pop artist that can be and are beginning to influence the world with her music, and also a woman that stands brave and still can get emotional, but she will let them into her songs.
When people
so, yes, a brave woman.
And the reason why I ask that question is because people see one thing online, but behind the scenes, when I look at you, the first thing I see is a poet. I think you're a very poetic person. I think you are a messenger of truth. That's what I believe.
Thanks.
What do you feel like regarding music, your music career? Because this is a big business, and it's 90% business, 10% music. But what do you think you need to change in order to make your brand better and big?
I think for the first, more music out, it will come. And of course, more concerts, it will also come. And of course, merchandise and get more involved with my followers and fans, you know, speak to them and make message, create videos where I speak out and just tell more than just about my music. If there's something connected to like a concert or something has happened or to a song, just speak more of it, speak more what has happened or speak more of what sort of things you can bring up that are really important, like people can relate to.
Definitely. What is something about you that people say, you know what, I love that about Emily?
It's my, I think it's when I'm an honest person and sweet, and it's how I perform the music I've heard.
Definitely. How is your artist name spelled out on streaming platforms?
It's Emily Forrester. Emily, it's a French name, and Forrester, it's a Nordic name. It's a code from the Nordic gods. So it's my name and a god's name.
Okay. Can you spell it out for everybody? So if someone goes to Spotify or Apple Music, how do they spell your name to pull it up?
Yes. It's E-M-I-L-I-E, Emily, and K-O-R-S-B.
And what is your Instagram handle so people can connect with you on IG?
Yes, it's also the same name on Instagram, Emily Forrester Music. And they can connect with me to follow me or send me a message. I will always answer.
All right. And before we get out of here, we got to do one commercial, and then I got one more question for you, okay?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to do a commercial. The sponsored artist for tonight by way of our Viral Dope campaign is Devin Mill. His track is called Bring It Back. It's a hip-hop record that is doing extremely well. His Instagram is DEVAL_. That's DEVAMIL_. He is signed to All Money Is Legal LLC label and multimedia group, which is CEO and founder is Frank Amil. His song Bring It Back right now is receiving heavy radio airplay on iHeartRadio and SiriusXM. Let's get it. Devin Mill, Bring It Back. Bring It Back by Devin Mill. Here's a track right here. Let us know what you think. And if you're feeling the track, let Dev know what you think of the record on his Instagram, L_. Let him know what you think of the track. Here it is. Bring It Back. All right, people, that was Bring It Back by Devin Mill. On Instagram, DEVAMIL_. On all streaming platforms, it's DEVAMIL. Now, Emily, I know hip hop is not your genre, but what did you think of that record?
I think it was a vibe. It was really great, and I'm also listening to hip hop, so I like it.
Devin Mill has a track for the ladies called Better Man, so check that record out. Check him out. He's definitely a cool artist. He works with Radio Pushers. He's LinkedIn is signed with All Money's Legal LLC. Yeah, definitely. So it's DEVAMIL_ on Instagram. But on streaming platforms, it's DEV8. So check them out here on all platforms. You got a song called Better Man for the ladies. So what do you want, Emily, what do you feel in your heart that you need to accomplish going into 2025? Like what is something that you got to get done business-wise that you have not gotten done yet, that you must improve? Do you need to improve your fan base, better graphic? You know, you want to do more, better visual content. Like, what do you want to improve?
I think to have the feelings of being, what you can call it, to be happy about it. And I've never done to make music, to make content, to connect with my fans, followers. to give concerts. I'm still can get more and keep going and writing more songs and give more concerts and find out the vibe. And so it always keep going. It's not like, okay, this year has end. So what did I not get? And I'm not happy about it. No, I'm just keep going and like, okay, what can I do in the new year? And what can I do to express my music more out? So for me, it's just like to get on a train that will never stop.
Definitely. I want to ask you this one more question. What is something that you want to do as like a give back incentive? What is something you want to do from a philanthropic aspect? Something you want to do and what that will give back to your community? What is something from a humanitarian act that you want to do?
I would give that to improve when there are so many that never thought they can achieve their dreams. I just want to prove that you can achieve it. Like other great artists that has did that, I will do the same to show everybody that you can achieve your dreams no matter where you come from, no matter what you are, what childhood you did have, you can always achieve your dreams as long as you work for them and never give up.
What have you enjoyed the most about being on the Music Hype Beast podcast tonight?
I think I enjoyed with the great questions and the great music you all so had played to me. And yeah, I think it's a great radio and just all great. So I'm happy and honored to be interviewed by it.
Definitely. So one of the things that I want to let you know is that we, as you already know, we love your music. And we're going to be sending you another email shortly just regarding us working with you in a platform. We have a yearly platform where you can get airplay on our iHeartRadio station for the year. You get a year's worth of you get a podcast interview every month. You get an editorial with our media partner, Music Hype Beast. Anytime you want to blog about a new release or get an editorial done, you can do that. So we have a yearly platform for that we're going to email you some information about. All right.
Yes. Cool, and I will send it also to my manager.
Yep, and it's for the year, and it also comes with distribution as well, because we distribute on Peloton too. I don't know if you're familiar with Peloton,
but no, I'm not.
Yeah, Peloton is the number one exercise bike in the world. Peloton, and we also distribute to the jail system, so women in jail can hear your music with JPEG. So that's big too.
Okay.
So that's real big. So I'm gonna send you an email about it, and I sent you my WhatsApp number to your email.
Cool. Sounds great.
All right, so I'm going to send you an email tonight and then just hit me back tomorrow, okay?
I will do that. Thanks.
All right. And don't forget to hit the red button in front of you to leave. Should be a red button on your screen. People, this is Emily Thornsby. She is an amazing pop and international sensation. Thanks so much, Emily.
Thank you so much. Bye.